This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day crew, going all green and all natural. Oh, very funny, guys. Yes.
You're listening to the Hump Day crew. And one of my favourite animals to check out at lots of the zoos around Australia is the orangutans. They're always entertaining, aren't they? Very cute. But did you know the food we eat could actually be affecting the orangutans in the wild? To tell us more about that, joining us on the line from Zoos Victoria, good morning, Rachel Lowry.
Good morning.
Now, tell me this link between the foods that we eat and the products that we use and how this could be affecting orangutans in the wild.
Yeah, the link basically comes down to an oil called palm oil. And palm oil makes its way into a lot of our foods here in Australia, but it's actually grown over in Indonesia and Malaysia. And that's the very place where our last remaining orangutans reside.
Yes.
And so when we're growing, or not us, but when developers are growing this palm oil, they're actually clearing orangutan habitat, and it's out of control. They're clearing it at such a fast rate because our population's growing. The demand for food products and edible oils like palm oil is increasing. And what that means is that we're displacing orangutans, or they're being killed in the process of development. And that therefore means that each time we're buying a product with palm oil in it, essentially us as Australians are contributing to this disaster.
Rachel, could you give us a few examples of some foods we might find palm oil in?
Unfortunately, it's in a lot of foods. Palm oil is actually the second largest, most common oil that makes its way into our foods after soybean. And so one of the biggest problems at the moment is that my hope would be that it's labelled on absolutely every single food in our shopping centres, so that way we could actually go have a look and make the decision as to whether or not we want to contribute to this. Unfortunately, it's listed as vegetable oil at the moment, so consumers don't really know what foods it's in. What we do know from studies that have come out is that we each consume about 10 kilos of this oil each year that's come from these rainforests. But at the moment, we're trying to get legislation changed so that it's labelled on all food products so that I don't need to tell people. They can just go pick it up and read that it's in it.
Now, over in countries like Borneo and Malaysia and Indonesia, what's happening with the orangutans that when they're displaced, I guess, when they don't have their homes anymore?
Unfortunately, there are a range of scenarios. Many of them die. And many of them actually die during the burning process, because what happens is once the palm oil plantations have been cleared, the developers are keen to get that land back to fertility as quickly as possible, and so they burn, and the orangutans often get burnt. Other things that happen is that they're displaced, they actually move on, and they end up going into crops and areas like that to survive, and they actually come into conflict with humans. And some of the luckier ones, I guess, manage to make their way and get found and then taken to rehabilitation centres.
Now, Rachel, what exactly is Zoo Victoria doing about this issue?
We're actually about to launch a campaign called Don't Palm Us Off. And Don't Palm Us Off will launch on August 16th. We're actually inviting Australians to make their mark. Come to our website at www.zoo.org.au/palm oil and actually sign up and just let their Food Standards Australia and New Zealand know that they want the choice. They want palm oil labelled on their food products because they want to be able to read that label and see whether or not it's in their food or not.
Well, Rachel, thank you very much for taking the time to tell us a little bit about how the food we eat is actually affecting the orangutans in Indonesia and Malaysia.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. I hope you head to our website.
We will. Of course, that website again is zoo.org.au. There's another couple of really good websites as well. If you go to orangutans.com.au, they've actually got a list of palm oil-free products, which is really good. So you can actually shop and be educated because of the labelling problems that there are at the moment. But go to zoos.org.au and check that out. You're listening to The Hump Day Crew.
Hey, this is Ads from The Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts. And thank you for supporting The Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.